there on that, Beis Amid Beis. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara and then learn Tosfos and continue. We had a problem in the Shinei Haloshin of the Mishnah Hakol Shoichten, but seemed that it means Lechatchile, Ushchitos and Sheira means that it's B'dievet. So let's start from the middle of the Amid. Omar Rabbe Barula Hochichtoni. Hakol Shoichten Vafilu Tomei B'chulen. That a Tomei is permitted to Shecht Chulen. So the Gemara asks, Tomei Bechulin Maile Memre, what's the Chiddush that a Tomei can Shecht Chulin? What's the problem? Afilabim Etame the Chulin, what's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, we are speaking about Bechulin Shenasu Altaris HaKiddush. We're speaking about Chulin that this Sheichet was Mekabel on himself, that he'll eat his Chulin Altaris HaKiddush. It has dinim of kodesh, and one is not permitted to be mitamid. Afal pikein, a tomei is allowed to shecht, and he's capable of being careful, and he won't be mitamid. How does he accomplish this? Maybe sakin aruke, he brings a long sakin, b'sheichet bo, that means with a small sakin, it's impossible. But with a long sakin, he can accomplish this feat that he'll shech the behema and he won't be metame the bosom. So that is hakel sheichtim that we're speaking about. Atomei bechulen shenasu altares hakodesh. Ube mukdoshim, but what is, if it is Taka Kodesh, then that's the second Bobet. Lo Yishchait. He shouldn't Shecht. Shema Yiga Beboso. There, when it's Mekdoshim, there we have a Shaila of a Deraise. Lo Yishchait Shema Yiga Beboso. We don't rely on the Sakin Oruch, and we're afraid he might still come and touch the Boso. And we're speaking about the Deraises. So lo yishchait, he'll not allowed to shech b'mikdoshim. Ve'im shochat, ve'oimer bori li, sheloi nogati, shchitosoi ksheira. But if he says that I was meisim late, and I know clearly that I was not negeya b'boso, shchitosoi ksheira. So that is pshat, shchitosoi ksheira by mikdoshim. If he says, by a tomei that shechted mekdoshim, and he says, bori li, shelo yagati bebosa. Now, let us see Tosfos. Ube mekdoshim lo yishchat, shemo yiga bebosa. He should not shecht, shemo yiga bebosa. Traktoisves, afal gav, tamrine le kamon, the mafacheses arei hi kechaya. So Tosfos brings a Gemara further, that when one shechs a beheme, it does not die instantly, it's mafaches. And there is a time span between the shchite and the mise. There's a time in between, when the behemah is mefalchis. And the Gemara says, harei hi kechaya. Kol zman the behemah is mefalchis. So it's like it's still alive. So Tosfos says a tremendous problem. So what are you afraid of? Shema yiga beboso. If he'll touch the boso b'shas teshchite, it will not be mekabel tumah. It's still alive. So Tosfos says, Chayshin and Shema Yiga Achel Pilchus. Gemara means, that's true. Let us say, for practical purposes, that let's say the pirchas, let's say, could last 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and ain't a chanami, if it'll touch the behemah in these 4 minutes, there's nothing but to worry about. But there's a chash, he might touch the boso achar ha-pilchus. That's the first teretz. Hinami. Now Taisa says a second teretz. Davke le'inyen ha-mode ba-roche havi kechaya. Now that's what the Gemara says. That I'm a farcheses ha-rei kechaya, that we consider it alive. So Taisa says there's a palgino. Lagabi certain halachis, it's considered that it's alive. Lagabi certain halachis, it's considered that it's not alive. So Taisus elaborates. Lagabi hamode varoche, that means there's dinim, you have to, when you shum a behemah to evaluate how much it's worth, it has to be it has to be alive b'shas teshume. So b'shas the hamodav. So in legabi the din hamodav arochem hamafalches has a din of a chaya. So you can still evaluate the value of the behemoth. It's considered alive. Avol inyan tume. But when we're speaking about, is it mekabel tume? Ki ben sheshochat shnayim, oiroiv shnayim, since he shechted it already, mikabel es tume, the choshev oichel. That means the shchite gives it a din oichel already. That means that legabi tumas oichlim, it's considered that it's not alive. So legabi tumas oichlim, it's not alive, if it was geshochten. Gabi other halachis, it's considered it is a lie. So if we would stop over here, so Taisus tells us that pesa amir the kechidish, we have to understand the gedorim. But Taisus says that what the Gemara says mafaches is arei kechaya, that is davke legabi hamod varoche, it has a din of chaya. Aber legabi kabolas tume, it's considered that it's not chaya, it's an oichel. It's called an oichel and it's mekabel tume. Taisus tells us teretz. And then Taisus, fine. Kidi oma aboyer varoitev. And then Taisus says, there's a gemara in oyer varoitev. The Gemara says in Oir Varoitev, Ashoichet Behemot Meir Lo'ivet Kechachem. A person, a very interesting case over here. A person took a Behemot Meir, and he shechted it Lo'ivet Kechachem for a goy. A ye shechted a Behemot Meir for a goy. Umefarcheses, and it's mefarches. Metame tumas oichlim, avoloi tumas nevelis. Ayid shechted a behemet mei for a goy. That means the goy wanted to eat horse meat. So he went over to a shechet, he should shecht the meat. So he shechted the horse. So it says in the Gemara there, that after the shechita, it's metame tumas oichlim. The kabel tumit's not considered. Avoloi tumas nevelis. So what does that mean? It's not the kabel tumas nevelis. It's alive. Forget. The shchita, after the shchita, it's still alive. It's not called a nevela. And it's mekabel tumas, but legabi tumas oichlim, it has a din. Like it's not alive. Kabitumas oichlam, it's not alive. Mele has a teres oichl to be mekabel tumet. Legabi tumis nevele, we say it is alive. Fine. Nagavuche, so we see that after shchita, it's take still alive, aber legabi tumas oichlam, it's not alive. That's the Tosfos brings a Gemara. Rabbi Tumas Oichlam, a goy shechted, a yid shechted a behemet meyeh, so it's mekabel Tumas Oichlam. So that means it has a Tosfos Oichlam, it's not alive. But it's not that either. It's not an Avela. It's not an Avela because Rabbi all other lochets, it's alive. But the Shechita gives the din Oichlam that it's mekabel Tumas. Fine. And for Kelton, Tosfos says, so if it's not an Avela, so that, therefore, you can make Hamod of Arocha also. Because Harei Kechai, Mephalchus is Chai. It's only a special din legabi, Shem Oichel, that it gets a Shem Oichel, and it's not called it's alive, it gets a Shem Oichel, legabi Tumas Oichel. So we have here a Moiridike Tosfos, and we'll elaborate a little on this Tosfos. Tosfos had a problem. Tosfos had a problem. The Gemara says, Atomei, l'chatchila ken shecht kochim, maybe it'll be metame the bosa. It's a scary thing. Maybe metame the bosa. But if he says, morally, that I didn't touch it, it's good. So Tosfos says, what's the problem? He can't be metame the bosa. After the shikosman is mefalchis, it's a lie. It's not mekabotume. So Tosfos said two terutz. The first time it says, they says, you're right, Taki, but we're afraid maybe he'll be metame the bosa after the pirchus. Tosfos in the second time it says, no, you know, after shchita, even though it's mefalchis, it is mekabel tumah. So not the b'raisa, but it's mekabel tumah. He shechted a behemet meyeh for goy, it's mekabel tumah seichel. Director is shash, I say is pillay ploy. Tosfos found an often the baraisa that if you shecht a yid, we're talking about a behemoth meyer. A yid shechted a behemoth meyer. So it's mekabel tumas oichlam. It gets a shame oichel. It's mekabel an often the baraisa. So Tosfos first teretz. Tosfos first teretz is that. Tosfos first teretz is that what? You're right, when it's mefaches, it's not mekabel tumah. But we're afraid he might touch it after it's mefaches. What is pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos just poured an off in the baraisa. This is amor de kekashe, which is very difficult to understand. Now, I'd like to say over a teretz from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayne Levoch, and it's mamish negeya. The whole sugya we'll see is dreitzach on this inyan. We'll see that there's many kashas on the first teretz of Tosfos, and the way he explains it, we have a gavaldike klolkeit. First, he mentions there's three halachas, and from these three halachas, we'll begin to understand what the two pshatim and Tosfos are. There's a Tosfos that says, if a yid will shecht a behema tahoira, not a behema tmeya, a behema tahoira, so then it's not chai at all. You can't make hamod avaroche. It's geshochten. It's geshochten. And you can't make a mod of arocha, a yid that shechs a behima tohira. That's case number one. That's a 100% shchita. If you make 100% shchita, it's called geshachten. It's not alive anymore. You can't make a mod of arocha. It's finished. Then Tosfos brought up a reise, which was speaking about a 75% shchita, a yid shechted a behemet meyer. No, the shechita by behemet meyer is not sata poshet zach. So a shechita of a behemet meyer, it matters. When it comes to tumas oichlem, so we say the shechita gives it a shame oichel. Mekabelas tuma dechoshev koichel. When it comes to tumas oichlem, but lagabi all other things, we don't say it's geshochten. And it's alive. It's a mafachis kechaya. That's, therefore it's not metamatumis nebelis. It's not metamatumis nebelis. Then there's a third Tosfos. What will be if a person
will be neicher.
He won't shecht it. Will be neicher abeima teure. He won't go and shecht it or chop off the head. So, and it's mefarches. There, the din is that it's alive. It's alive, with Gabriel Halachis. It's alive. Shchite can make that it's not alive. If you have a shchite gemure, it's not chai legabi anything. If you have a partial shchite, it's a shchite of a yid and a behemoth meye. So legabi tumis nevele, it's considered alive. Legabi kabbalas tumis oichlim, it's considered an oichl, it's not alive. That's a partial shchite. If you have no shchite whatsoever, you made nechire, so then, and it's mafalchis, then it's sicha alive. These are the three halachas by Pirchus. Zogt Rabbi Yankev, we can klarach hakire. And for emphasize the Rishash's kasha, but he says, he has another diuk on Taisvis. A mordike diuk. We had in the Mishnah, according to this Akimte, that says, Hakel Shoichte means a Tomei that Shechs Chulim, Altaris HaKodesh. That's one day. Shechitos and Shechre is a Tomei that Shechs Kotchen. Fine. Now, Taisvis had a problem. How could he be Metame? It's Mephalchis. Taisvis had a problem of Pilchus. Fine. So, fragt Rabbi Yankev, why did Taisvis ask from the second bava of the Mishnah? Why didn't Taisvis ask from the first bava of the Mishnah? Taisvis had a problem. You shecht, there's a problem, I touch it, I got news for you. The 4 minutes after Shchita, it's still alive. Let him touch it, Kizuntai. That's Taisvis kasha. So why did Taisvis have to wait for the second bava? Ubemikdoshim lo yishchet shema yiga babosa. But Taisvis asked on the first bava. A tome is allowed to shecht chulin shenas al taris hakoidish. So Taisvis is allowed to shecht. It can't be metamed. Because it's mefalchis. Mefalchis is not mekabutum. Why did Taisus wait for the second bove in order to ask the kash? This is what Rabbi Yankev is. So Rabbi Yankev says, Amur de Kazach, which will be very, very beneficial for us as we learn further. Rabbi Yankev said, let us klar achakira. We have here a gemore. Taisus brought a baraisa, a yi, shechted, a behemet meye, the shchite, is capable of giving it a shame oichel, the choshev oichel is mekabel to mes oichel. Afilo a shchita an a behemet mei. A yid shechs a behemet mei. So he clears, we have shchita by chulin, and we have shchita by kotshim. He says, the din shchita by kotshim, what is this? Is the shchita by kotshim the same din like shchita by chulin? No, it's kodesh, but the bossa becomes mutter bachile, it's because I shechted the behemah. In the hilchish chite sheboy, it's the same. You shecht a behemah's chulin, you shecht a behemah's kotchim. God, it's kotchim. You need other avoiders also for the avoider, for the kapore. You need zrika, you need kabbalah, zrika, lo. But al koponim, the shchite of kotchim is the same din shchite like chulin. That's one way we could learn. Or another way we could learn, kochim is a different parshingans. Just like we have malika by an oif. So malika is, it's a bezunder din, avoidus a malika is mater. It's not pshatis, this is the avoida of malika is mater. So it could be the dalid avoidus of kochim is matter the beimah. This is not the same shchita. This is not the same shchita of chulin. This is a different shchita. This is a different shchita. This doesn't have a teure shchita. This is the avoida of shchita. This is good. It's kosher bizarre. But al koponim, it's an avoida of shchita which doesn't make it for an oichel. This is not what shchita is chulin. Shchita is chulin, Taisvis says, shchita makes it for an oichel, and therefore it's mekabel to mes oichlim. Shchita is kotchim, could be doesn't make it for an oichel. When you do all the avoidis, then it becomes muta, the basa become muta, after zrika become muta. But shchitas kochim is not shchitas chul. So he says, that's the two terutzim and taisvis. Taisvis, etzach kishtel. Not by the reisha of the Mishnah. Chulen shenasa al taras hakoidish. Chulen shenasa al taras hakoidish is shchitas chulen. Taisvis wouldn't ask a kasha, oh, how could he be metamet shem yige babosa? It's mefalches. And shuldig. There's a ayin. Taisis brought down the Gemara Nerva Reitev after Shchitas Mekabel Afila Shchita Vatomei Vabei Metmeye is Mekabel Tumas Eichlem. So Shchita Vchulen Shanas Al Taras HaKadosh Zichem Mekabel Tumas Eichlem. So Memele there's no problem whatsoever. There's no problem whatsoever. What's the Chiddush of HaKel Shoichtim? It's Mefalches. It won't be Metamed. And Shuldik, after Shchita it's Mekabel Tumas Eichlem. Afila Shchita Tmei is Mekabel Tumas Eichlem. But Taisvis in the first in the Kasha held, Kochim is completely different. Kochim is completely different. It's not a Maisha Shchita that makes it for an Oichel, it's an Avoide. And avoiding it, Avoide and Dos, and that's matter. It's just like Malika's matter. Malika's not Shchita. The Avoide is Malika's matter. So Shchita, it doesn't become an Oichel or Yedea Shchita. So Taisvis says if it doesn't become an Oichel or Yedea Shchita, so when it's Mefaches, it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's like Nechire, just like Nechire. If it doesn't have a Torah Shchita after Nechire, it's Mekabel Tumah. It's a Chai L'chol Dvorim. So Shchita's Kochim is also like Nechire. That was Taisvis first Kasha. That was Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis says, you're right. Taka, good Kashi. Very bad. The more means will be Mekabel Tumah after the Pilchus. That's what the Gemara means. But Einachanami, Bishasas Mefalches, it's just like Nechire, it's a Chai L'chol Dovo, and it's Zicher, will not be Mekabel Tumah. Taisvis in the second Teret said no. The Shchita of Kochim is equivalent to the Shchita of Chulin. And Shchita gives it a shame, Oichel, that it's not called a Chai, it is Mekabel Tumah. I have an Araya that Shchita makes it, for an oichel that's mekabel tumah, gemara weiter, that if a goy shechted a behemoth to me, it's mekabel tumah's oichel. Even off in the gemara. And shchitas kochim is the same thing. Shchitas kochim and shchitas chulin is mamish the same thing. So memele, so shchita makes it an oichel, even though it is mefarches, it's mekabel tumah's oichel. That is the shakla v'tarya of the two terutzim of Taisvis. And as we'll see later, this Muradik and Afgaminis in this Mahalach. Fine. Shem, let's see the next Taisvis now. Shema Yiga Beboso. So it says you're not allowed to Shecht Kochim. Shema Yiga Beboso. In fact, Taisvis, there's another problem. Oichel is not Mekabel Tumah unless it's Muksha and one of the Zion Mashkin Yad Shachadam has to touch it. Before the Eichel is Mekabel Tumah. And Dam Kochim is not Machsha. We learn that from a posik. That Dam Kochim is not Machsha. So for Ektoisvus Amor de Kekashe. Ektoisvus Akashe. So what are you afraid of a Tomei Shechs Mukdoshim? Chili is not allowed to Shecht. He might touch it Bishash Shchite. Ektoisvus let him touch it Kizunta Heit. It's because man... It's not Musha Lekabel Tumah, and Dam Kochim is not Masha, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. So what is the problem? That is Taisvis Kasha. Afal Gav, the Dam Kochim Eine Masha. Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres. So Taisvis says, one teretz, there is a concept of Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres. What does Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres mean? There's a Muradika concept. The Indian of Hechsher Tumah, God Rashi says in Chumash, we have a din that an Eichel is not Mekabel Tumah till Mayim or the Zayim Mashkin fall on it, then it's Mekabel Tumah. You need Hechsher Mayim. Hechsher, or the, one of the Zayim Mashkin. Rashi in Chumash says, so what does the Hechsher accomplish? Then it gets a shame oichel. for some reason, Kozman is not Muksha Lekabel Tum, it doesn't have a shame oichel, so it's not Mekabel Tum is oichel. After the Heksha, Rashi says it gets a shame oichel, it's Mekabel Tum is oichel. Fine. There's a din that Eitzim and Levoina, Eitzim from the, I think from that say Amaroche and Levoina that Yemakta is Mekabel Tum. It's Mekabel Tum. So the shayla is, how's it mekabel tumet? It's not a oichel, not a keili. How's it mekabel tumet? So there's a concept of chibas hakodesh machshirosai. That because of the chshivas, that it's kodesh, that gives it a shame oichel. That means even though physically it's not an oichel, it's an eitz, it's levoino, it's not a machel, but there's a concept, chibas ha-kodesh machshirosi le-kabotum. There's such a din, chibas ha-kodesh is machshir. Fine. So what do we see from this? That by kodesh we have a new concept. This is a deraisa or the rabbonon is debatable. But by kodesh we have a new concept that you don't need tnoi machel in order for it to be mekabotume. I feel it's not edible at all. It's also mekabotume. Eitzim alavayna mekabel tume. So Taisa says, you ask the kasha, this boso, no, a mashke didn't fall on this boso. So how is it mekabel tume? So Taisa says, it's not worse than eitzim alavayna. Chibas ha-kodesh machshirosai. So that's the first parents of Taisa's. Chibas ha-kodesh machshirosai. So it's mukshel mekabel tume. It gets a shame oichel without tnoi machel. Doesn't need heksha. So it's not edible, it's mekabel tum. Oy, Taisus has a second teretz, or else, if you don't like this teretz, maybe chibas ha-kodesh on yad ha-rabbona. I'll tell you different teretz. It's speaking about she'evira b'no, v'adayin mashke tefeya choleke, the kama per kama de psochem. Taisus, I'll tell you an ekimte. It's speaking about this behemoth, this kochim dike behemoth that he shechted for a kolben, before they brought it into the Beis Hamikdash, they wanted it to be nice and clean. So as Evira Beno, so it was, when it came into the Beis Hamikdash, it was nice and wet. They didn't take a towel to dry it, and they shechted it when it was wet. So it still was wet. So after the shechita, there was water on it, and the water was machshir. Fine. Now, I saw Ha'ore Nachle Dvash. He asks, Taisus asked Akasha, there was no Heksha. There was no Heksha. So Taisus says, the first Teretz, Chibes HaKodesh Machsheros. No Heksha, Chibes HaKodesh, even though it's not a Neuchel, Chibes HaKodesh can make it for a Neuchel. So he asks, I bezoi, before Taisus asked Akasha, how is it mekabel tume? It's mefalchis, it's still alive, it's not an oichel. So Taisus said, this is a whole tumul, if the shechita can make it for an oichel, like even the sheshochat shnayim, choshev oichel, it's an oichel because chibes hakodesh, mashvei oichel. Why, when Taisus asked Akasha before by mefalchis, Taisus had problems, and then Taisus had to say, a whole bunch of terutzim, he touches it after the pirchis, or the shechita makes it for an oichel. And then Taisus has up a new problem, there's no hechshemayim. Then all of a sudden, Taisus has up its sleeve, a chibes hakodesh machsheres. So yes, if chibes hakodesh can make it for an oichel, so even though it's mefalchis, it has a teres oichel, and it should be mekabeltum. That is his kasha. So he brings a raya from this kasha. There's the Brisker Rav in Zvochim says this for a chiddush. So we have to appreciate it. The Brisker Rav says that what a Baal Chai is not mekabel tume is not only because it doesn't have a shem oichel. That's also true. It doesn't have a shem oichel. No, a davar chai is mafkia tume. If something is alive, it can't be mekabel tume. It expels tume. A Baal Chai cannot possess tume. So, that's also true. A Baal Chai doesn't have a shame oichel. That's also true. So if Taisvis would answer on this kasha, chibas hakoidish machsherosoi, it is a shame oichel. Just like a eitz is a shame oichel. Just like levain is a shame oichel. Good, it is a shame oichel. But that is not a teretz, but it's a balchai. A balchai is a mekabotume. So that's why Taisvis beforehand is say, talking about after the pirchis, or the shchita makes that it doesn't have a teretz chai. That's the accomplishment of shchita. That's the previous Taisvis. But that Taisvis is a new problem. There was no Hechshemayim. And that Taisvis says, either Chibas HaKadosh Mach Sherosai, or speaking about Habirosai Benau. Okay. Let us go further. Vim Taima, Vamai Loi Koma, the Loi Yishchait, Mishum Dilma Osi Limoshech Bifnim. The Gemara said, why should Natome Shecht Mugdoshim? So the Gemara says, he shouldn't shecht, maybe he might touch the meat. But Taisvis, he should have said a different reason. Lo yishchayt, because if he's a tomei, he might go and enter into a place where he's not allowed to enter. Dilma yimoshech lifnim, vafilu toir gomon. Taisvis brings that such a shash. Afilu toy gomel leben zayme de oma hanichnas lemigdosh ton tvile. Ben zayme holds a person that's toy. He's toy legamre. He wants to enter the Beis Hamikdash. Ben zayme says he can't enter the Beis Hamikdash before he toivels himself. Fine. Okay. So ben zayme says, so a person without tvile can't enter the Beis Hamikdash. So ben zayme, can this person Shech Abahime will be standing outside with a sack and a ruke. He won't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Can he shech with a sack and a ruke? Zot Ben Zayman, no. Chas v'shalom. You know why? Because if he's shechting Abahime, he might come in. He might come in. He's shechting Abahime that's in the Zohar. Good, he's outside. This is a very scary thing. He might come in. So a toyer, according to Ben Zayim, is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash without Tvile. A Toyer is not allowed to Shecht Besakin Aruke because he might come in. Before speaking about touching the meat, which is very problematic, they said a whole bunch of problems. It's Mefalchis, he's not allowed to Shecht because he might come into the Beis HaMikdash. So why doesn't the Gemara say this is the reason why Lechat Chile he shouldn't Shecht? Yerushalayim Sataisa says two terutz. The betoyer ikel amigzer tvei. He says this chasha ben zayme that he might go in is dafka because he's a toyer. Dilma osilim shuch. He knows he's toyer. No, there's a din that toyer now to enter the Beis Hamikdash. But if he's involved in shchita, he might forget this halach and he might enter. Avol tomei, if a person he knows he's tomei. Mizer Zoyer Mitke, he realizes that he's Tomei, so he'll never enter the Beis HaMikdash because he knows he's Tomei. So by mail, that's why the Gemara give a different reason. Inami noket hoche shemo yigabe boso. Then Taisa says a second teretz, that what he chapped on the reason that he's not allowed to shecht, because there's another problem, he might touch the boso. Mishum de boy le meima vim shochat vama borili shemo borili shloi nagati. Because the Mishnah wants to say, shchitos eik sheira b'diyevet. If the whole problem would be that yilchatchila you're not allowed to shech because you might enter the Beis HaMikdash, there's no chidish of shchitos eik sheira. Therefore, the Gemara Mechash is another problem. If he's shechting, he might touch the boss, he might be metama the boss. So therefore, the Mishnah says, but if he says borili shloi nagati be boss, very good. Two truths. Now, here's a beautiful kasha. Hiksha Rabbeinu Afraim. Eich yitochen shetehei sakin aruke kol kach meha rabayis ad ezras Yisrael. Tahai tomei mekminelo besomuch af betomei meis. The Gemara will say later, this tomei is speaking about a tomei meis. Usnan bepeirikame de kelim, achil mekudish meharabayis, shein tomei meis, voivde kechovim, nichnosim, lishom. that in the chayil, a tummy mace is not allowed to enter. Then it says further in Kalim, Ezras Noshim Mekodeshes Eimenu, Shein Tful Yoim Nichnas Lashon, a tummy mace can enter, not only a fellow person is not a tummy mace, he's a Tful Yoim, a tummy sheretz, he's also not allowed to enter Ezras Noshim, Shein Tful Yoim Nichnas Lashon. So, v'afilu l'man d'mukilo b'nitma b'sheretz, lai ezras noshim aruke kuf lamed hei amo, v'eich yitochim sheitei sakin aruke kol kach. Now, in order to appreciate the kashe, to understand the kashe, I'd like to show the Olam in the Siches Chulin on the Afbeis. There's a picture of the Beis Hamikdash, so we'll understand better the Kasha. So the Bein Ephraim asked the Psamir Dike Kasha, how is it physically possible for a Tomei Meis who has to be chutz from the Chayil, or even for a Tomei Sheretz that has to be chutz from Ezras Noshim, and Ezras Noshim is 135 Amis, the Beim is in the Yazore, so how is it physically possible to have such a, to shecht, to make a Meis Shechita? Agavuche, the Ritze asks another kasha. Forget about this kasha, but what's the gzeire shemayiga bebosa? This is Goldmott, now how will he be negeya bebosa? This is... Yeah. Mieshloima, so Tosfos answered, the lemay de perish rabbeinu tam ba'alme, legozo hecha de nitma bifnim niche. So the Rabbeinu Tam said like this, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that this, these two halachas that we learned, that a Tomei Meis is not allowed to enter the Chayil, a Tomei Sheretz is not allowed to enter Ezras Noshim. This is Mida Rabbonon. Mina Teire, they're allowed to be there. It's Machna Leviyah, they're allowed to be there. Mina Teire, they're allowed to be there. These are Chumras to Rabbonon. And the Rabbeinu Tam said, a Shtik Teire, that this whole chumre is, if a person was tomei before he entered the chayil, before he entered Ezras Noshim, so that's the chumre, the rabbonim don't enter. That's the chumre. But what is, if he was there, and then he became a tomei meis, or then he became a tomei sheretz, no problem whatsoever. Then, if he's there, he's not mechuyif to go out. Because since the whole thing is at the rabbonim, so memele, So that's Tosfos Teretz. V'yishloim edol may de pirish abeinatam ba'alme loy goza heicha de nitma bifnim niche. So memela, we can now make the scenario that it's speaking about. We have this person who was right near Ezras Yisroel, and all of a sudden he became a tamei sheretz, a tamei meis, and he's permitted to stay there. He's not mechuyev to leave. So now he wants the shech to come. So here, al kaponim, this is not such a far-fetched ma'aseh shechita. He's standing mamish close to Ezras Yisroel. He's allowed to be there. And here it says, el chatchili shouldn't shech. Shema yiga bebosa. V'chein l'peirish ri, v'peirish l'yechmiru elo b'ezras noshim, shumokim k'nisi v'yitziye, avul shar mekoymes yochel ikonis, atzomes l'machne shchine, mamesh, osi nami shaper, v'ein kan mekoymoy. Let us look in the siach, the siach eschulen, to understand pshat in this teretz. ויש מפורשים הוכם מיירי בבומו, ובזה יש יאשי נמי בסמוך. Now Taisa says, I'll tell you another teretz. Could be it's speaking about a shechted babome. No, a babome, you don't have a base in the mikdash. Everyone shechted in his backyard. So the mele, so then, just after that, they make sure there shouldn't be a small sack in a sack in oruch, that it's possible to shech without touching the behemoth. And that's the case of tamei b'mikdashim. And we avoid all these problems. And with this teretz of Bama, Taisa says, we'll be able to understand, there'll be another problem later, we'll be able to understand that'll be for emphat also. Zog the Gemara weiter, now let's go weiter. So we had, so the Sefer is speaking about Mugdoshim. Imer bori li shaloi negati shchitosek sheira chutz michar reshoite vekotten. Now that's the third bov in the Mishnah. Racher reshoite vekotten da filu bechulen greide. Filu, we're not talking about kotshim, we're not talking about chulen al taras hakodesh, we're talking about chulen alone. Yevet na miloi, it's a posel shchita b'dievet. Shemo yishu, shemo yidrasu, Shemo Yachlidu. I see these are different psulim in Shchita. Yishu is that in the process of the Chituch HaSamonim, there's a Shehiyah, he stops, it's not a continuous flow of Moilech Umevi. He stops, there's a Shehiyah. Shemo Yidrasu means that it's not, he's pressing down Bishas to Shchita. Shemo Yachlidu is that the sakin is not the goloi, he sticks it into the neck of the behemoth. Bishashchita, the sakin is not the goloi. So memele, a cotton is olul to do any one of these psulim. So memele, so that's what it says in the Mishnah, that's the third bavet. That atomei bechulan ataras hakodesh lechetchila he can shech. Atomei b'mekdoshim b'diyeved he can shech. And if he says borili, the shchit is good. Chutz mecheres shaita bekotten shemo yekalklu eshchitoson. And the Gemara mentions some of the kilkulim which can occur. Fine. Let's see what Rashi says. Zok Rashi, greide shchitoson, yeah. Shchitoson kshayro, vahayinu diyeve de masnisen, by atomi b'mushchotim, b'mukdoshim, lakamu meforish, amayla mitame gavra lesakin, vahodin it mayla bosa. The Gemara is later going to ask Akasha, that you're talking about a problem, did he touch the bosa, didn't he touch the bosa? But the sakin is icha touch, so why isn't he metama the sakin, and the sakin should be metama the boss? Greide, shleikibol olov, and the reshashman sibigeris taras hakoidish, if he wasn't mekabel chutvi to eichu chul na taras hakoidish. Shema yishu, babi nevele, kedisnan lakulu beperik beis, all these psule shchite. The eved nami loy, shema yishu, Kloimer Shema Show, we saying that's apostle shchita. Maybe they were shoyim. Lakama meforish am I noket Shema yekalklu b'masnisin loshid aloshen osid. We hear very Tosfos on Amud Aleph Vashminin Shemoysel memchul lechatchile. Afilu acherim royin oisam. The moadim hein lekalkul tamid. That means it's coming to tell us that lechatchila you shouldn't give over even acherem roin oisam, because the moadim lekalkul tamid. Fine. So memele. So now we know pshat in the Mishnah. Break the Gemara. Now let's just look in the Mishnah for 1 minute and let us see what the next problem is. So now let's say the Mishnah. Hakol shoychdim latzung metomi bechulin. Shchitosin kshayra, that's tomei, b'mekdoshin. Chutz mechere shoyte vekotten, shem yekalkulu eshchitosan, speaking about chulin, and it's a little bit the evidence possible. Then it says, vekulon sheshochtu, vacherim royin oison, shchitosan psheiro. Now we have here the last bava, vekulon sheshochtu, vacherim royin oison, shchitosan psheiro. So the Gemara asks, what is this going on? This last bava. So the Gemara says as follows. The kulon sheshochtu ahai. That what it says, that they were shoychet v'cheirem royin oison shchitosan ksheiro. And what case is it going? Ilei ma'achere shoyte v'kotten. If it's only going on chere shoyte v'kotten, that achem royin oison helps. Koi ve'im shochtu mibo ilei. So it should have said ve'im. That means I'm talking about chere shoyte v'kotten. Chutz mechere shoyte v'kotten shema kilkulu. Ve'im shochtu v'chem royin oison shchitosan ksheiro. If it's only going on chere shoyte v'kotten, should have said ve'im shochtu. It says ve'kulon sheshochtu, so ve'kulon is marbe, another case. Another case, sheshochtu, which is also kosher if achem rein oison. Frag the Gemara. Vekulan sheshochtu ahai. And what now it says in the Mishnah Nudin that achem rein oison helps that the shchit is kosher b'diavad. On what case is this going on? Ilei ma'achere shoyte v'kotten, if it's only going achere shoyte v'kotten, that it helps achere m'rein oison, alokoi. So we're talking, and we just finished speaking about achere shoyte v'kotten, ve'im shochtu miboilei, should have said ve'im shochtu. Elo atomei b'chulin, not talking about what tomei b'chulin, so amut l'tchatchila nami shochit. You said tomei b'chulin can check the chatchila. You don't need acherim roin oisai. Ve'ela tomei b'mekdoshim. It's talking about tomei b'mekdoshim. Be'borili sagi. So borili helps. So what is this case of the kulam, which comes to be marbe, another case besides chereshoite v'kotten, because it doesn't say v'im, and it's kosher because acherim roin oison. What is the case? That's the Gemara Shaila. Yeah. So the Gemara answers, the lesse kamon d'nishayle. The lesse kamon d'nishayle, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That means, atome that shechted mukdoshim. So there's a shayla, did he touch it, didn't he touch it? So it's only kosher if we ask him, and he answers, I was careful, and I didn't touch it. But what if he's not around? So then, the Mishnah tells us, there's another way that we can be machshir the Mekdoshim. If people were watching him, and they observed that he didn't touch it, it'll also be good. Let us see Rashi. Da'alokoi minai kosolik, mai vekulon. The mashma de koi nami achine ve'im shochte mi boilei. If it's only going on them, it should have said ve'im shochte. The kulon's mashma is going on another case. Ve'ela tomi b'gdoshe ba'amret aire b'amas nisen v'omolo yishroi ma'ir yacherem rein oisoi ha'amret iu mehemon iu meborili. So the Gemara says that it's speaking about the lesser kamon de lishayle. Now let us see Taisvis. Ilay machere shaitan koten alokoi. Perish. No, I skipped the Taisvis. Shema Yishu. It says that we are not matter shritas chere shaitan de koten. And the Gemara mentions three psulim in shchita that could occur if you have a chere shaita v'kotten shechting. Could have shiyah, you could have the drosa, and you could have a chalada. So Taisu says, there's another two things you could have. Ulagrome ve'iko loichashinon deminka. Now, hagrome means that when he started shechting, he shechted in the moke mashchite, the moke makone, and in the middle of the shchite, he went above the moke mashchite, he wasn't goyma on the moke mashchite. So that's also possible. So Taisa says, let's talk one at a time. Agroma you're not chayish by a kodem, because you can tell, you can observe the ma'aseh shchita, you can observe if where the ma'aseh shchita was, if Loiv was in the mokim shchita, or if he went out of the mokim of the shchita before he shechted Loiv of the kodem. Or the ikal loichashin and the mikal. Now, ikal, the stup shot him in ikal. One shot in ikal is, that the one of the simonim was nekar mimokim chiburay, so memele that will passel the shchita, even though the akira did not make it a treife. But if the simon is not bimkoymoy, it passels the shchita. So Taisva said that's also no problem, because we can observe after the shchita sakotman and see if the simonim are still bimkaime, or not bimkaime. So therefore, the Gemara did not want to say that we passel shchitas shaita v'kotten because of ikar or hagrome, because that is visible after the shchita to see if it was done or not done. Umiyu ikar the sakin pugume loyminka. And there's another pshat. What ikar is, ikar means that you had a sakim pogum, and if you have a sakim pogum, so the sakim does not cut the simonim, it tears the simonim. Now, after this is done, it is not visible to the naked eye if they were torn or cut. So memele, so the Gemara could have said, b'cher sheita v'kotten, there's another problem, maybe made ikar the sakim pogume, someone could have mentioned it. So the Gemara says now, v'kulon sheshochtu v'acherim ro'in oison, eilem acheres sheita v'kotna alo koi, perish alo l'chudei koi, so should have said in, avlo pshita dalayu nan alo l'chudei koi, that means it's only going acheres sheita v'kotna, if it's only going, it's just said in, since it says v'kulon, it's going on another case also. Avlo pshita dalayu nan mikoi, it's either going acheres sheita v'kotna, and then we bring a right from our Mishnah that the Shchita's cotton is sufficient even though he can't be mechavah. So Bekitza, the Gemara asked Akashem, what is this case? It has to be talking about Tomei, and Tomei, you don't need a Cherem Rein Oysa. If he says bodily that he didn't touch it, it's sufficient. So the Gemara answers, the lesser kamon the nishayla. What if he's not around? So memele. So then we would ask the kolben, because we're afraid maybe he touched it. But if it's a cherem roin oisoi, so memele. So then we know they watched, they observed that he didn't touch the boso. So then it's kosh. Fractoisvis, Paaf al Gav, Dazore Rishusa Rabimi, Kedoma Perikama de Psochim, Vahoyolono Letair Kan Misofik. Fractoisvis, Amir de Kekash. Taisvis says, the Mishnah says that the Tomei Shechted Mukdoshim, so the Aloche is that the Koban is kosher, in one of two Eifanim. Eifan number one, he said, Borili, what if he's not around? So if we observed it, it's also kosher. Priktoisviz, by Mekdoshim, Yeshecht and Azorim, and Azorim is a Rishus Arabim, the Gemara says, so I have a Sofik Tume Rishus Arabim, it's fake toy. So why do you need the Borili? Why do you need a Cherem Roy Noisoi? I Shechted a Behemis Kotchim, The Shaila was, in this process of Shchita, was there a Negiyas Boso, yes or no? I don't know, was the Negiyas Boso, yes or no? So I don't know, so there's a Klal, Sofek Tumah, Bishus Haram, Sveike Toyer, so I can assume there wasn't a Negiyas Boso. Didn't become Tumah, Sofantik. So what's Pshat Nagamo? Vaho Yolonu Letayer Kan Misofik, Sektoisves Haisofik Loidomi Lishar Sofek Tumah Bishus Harabim, Mishum Darayv Pomim, Lo Yocher Lizoyer Miliga. So Taisa says, Amor de Kezach, a Sofek Tume Bishus Harabim Sveikei Toyer is by a Sofek HaShoko. By a Sofek HaShoko, you don't know, that's a cloud, Sofek Tume Bishus Harabim Sveikei Toyer. But if there's a Roiv Po'omim, Vila Rabachonim brings down, it's a Gemara in Ksubis, and often the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara says in Ksubis that, let's say if there were 9 Shrotzim and 1 Tzfardeya, and a person touched in the Rishus HaRabim, 1 of these 10, he doesn't know which one he touched. So, since it's a Klal called Kavu, Kemechza, Mechza, Domi, he's Toyer. So I can assume he touched the Tzfardeya. But if it wouldn't be Kavua, so then I would go Bosaroy, even though it's Bishus HaRabim. So you see that Sofek Tumah Bishus HaRabim only works by a Sofek HaShokul. But if you have a Roiv that's Mevarer the Sofek, so then you don't have Sofek Tumah Bishus HaRabim. So Memela Taisva says, I got news for you. Even with a Sakin Oruch, Roiv Pomim Iepshel Izoyer, Roiv Pomim Layochel Izoyer Miliga. So Memela, mathematically, the chances are Roiv, chances that Hizicha touched the Bosa, Hizicha was Matama the Bosa. So Memela, so Al Tzofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim, it wouldn't help over here. Because they have Roiv, Roiv says that it's Tomei. So therefore the Mishnah says, the only Oifin that it's kosher is one of the two. Either he says Borili, Agavuch, see Borili helps Keneged Roiv, fine. Or, it's speaking about Acherim Reyin Oisoi. Acherim saw that how he shecht and they saw he didn't touch. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Yairi Bebome also Shape, if it's speaking with a Bome, like I said before, so Samus ain't no problem. There's no Rishus Arabim. He's shechting Mugdoshim in his backyard alone. So Mamele, Shalom Al Yisrael. These are the two Terutzim of Taisus. Frekt Rabbi Kevege, asks. Let's go to the first teretz of Taisus. Taisus says, the Mishnah says, the only way I can assume it's Toyer is either he says Borili or Acherim Rei Noisai. Frek Taisus, it's Sofek Tumah Bishus HaRabim, why do you need it? So they said, no. Rei Pomim, he touches, he can't do Sofek Tumah Bishus HaRabim. But Taisus, according to the first teretz of Taisus, which we started off, that a Mefarchis, when it's Mefarchis, it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's only Mekabel Tumah after the Pichis. So he says, this a Roiv Pomim, he touches it? It could be careful. B'Shah Shchite, that's right. B'Shah Shchite, it's very difficult to shech without touching it. That's 100% right. But if we have a 5-minute span that you can touch a gesunta, it won't be mekabel tume. It's first mekabel tume after the pilchus. So there's a roif pa'omim? There's a roif pa'omim that a tzicha tome? A bomba vakasha. So he says, l'choyre, the first teretz of Taisvis was going according to the second teretz of the first Taisvis. That a fellow when it's mefaches, it's mekabel tumah. That's what you have to say. Fine. So he says, what will we say? No. So the first teretz learned like the second teretz of Taisvis. It's speaking about a bomba. It's speaking about a bomba. No, a bomba. There's no rishus harabim. I'm a mele. No rishus harabim. So he says, he says, let's learn the Mishnah Elech. The Mishnah says, the kulon sheshochtu v'acherim royin oison shchitosim shei. So we're speaking about v'acherim royin oison, and they saw, they observed, it's kosher. How many, what's the taitch acherim? Acherim, he says, means two people. He says, could be laloch, you don't need two people. That could very well be. You don't need it. If one person watches, it's also good. But vinishvi, the Mishnah is speaking about two people. So he says, you have acherim roin oisoi, and he's shechting. So zweite sofik tumme bishus haram. So weit es weit nit wa kherm rein ei sei. Darf man doch sagen der Teretz. Am roi, that means you can't run away from this Teretz. You have to say, al kochach dat roi pomme me yevshel Israel. Fragt Rabbi Kevege, on the first Teretz of Teisvis. It's bitter. Teisvis, you have here this problem, and we don't have what to answer. So Rabbi Kevege blives by Akasha on the first Teretz of Teisvis, Ube Magdoshim.